The fear of boom and bust cycles, unique to our policymakers, once the economy exceeds an annual growth rate of more than 4%, thus leading to a balance of payments crisis, is a fallacy. Before concluding on this misconception, one needs to understand what constitutes the definition of gross domestic product, GDP. Keynesian theory defines GDP as the total value of goods produced and services provided in a country during 1 year. GDP equals consumption plus investment plus government spending plus net exports, exports minus imports, or more succinctly as GDP equals C plus I plus G plus NX. It is divided into three main groups: households, businesses, and the government. Households and businesses represent the private sector, whereas the government represents the public sector. Now let's weigh the two in terms of their impact on the GDP of Pakistan. It is evident that our public sector today is oversized and ever more expanding, and our private sector is undersized and ever more shrinking. So, the question that comes to mind is, why? Well, the answer lies in years of bad economic policies and a drift away from free market principles. Let's begin with the elephant in the room, the public sector. Government spending has consistently been on the increase year on year, with no end in sight for the last two decades. Government spending today stands at 20% of GDP, a huge amount for a developing country like Pakistan. Governments don't create wealth, they redistribute wealth by means of taxation and borrowing. Pakistan today has reached the limits on both. Government spending is taxation, and the burden of taxation is solely borne by the private sector, and excessive borrowing is borne by our current and future generations. Enlargement of the public sector at the expense of the private sector is the wrong formula for sustainable economic growth. The wealth creators are the private sector. They create jobs, produce goods and services, savings and investments, and above all, contribute much-needed tax revenues for the government. Boom and bust cycles occur when the government spending and consumption, the G and C parts of the formula, outstrip the investment and exports, the I and NX in the equation. This imbalance is the driving force and the main contributor to these recurring crises. Government spending and frivolous consumption are nothing but a sugar high, a temporary buzz that quickly fizzles out. The public sector, by its reckless spending and excessive borrowing, crowds out the private sector. Businesses need capital to increase investments in order to produce and export to generate sufficient foreign exchange reserves to avoid a balance of payments crisis. The aim of a good government is to stimulate production. Excessive taxation extinguishes both production and exports. Government should get out of the way and let the animal spirits of free markets do the necessary work through incentives.